Welcome to Word of Mouth, your questions answered, your state explored. I'm Hannah McCarthy. I've got this bottle here. It's a peach seltzer, if you must know. And on the label, just under the barcode, there's a list of state abbreviations.
Barcode, abbreviations. Michigan, Oregon, 10 cents.
That's Jimmy Gutierrez.
Connecticut, Hawaii, Iowa, Massachusetts, Maine, New York, Vermont, 5 cents. California CRV?
Yeah, that stands for California Refund Value. It's usually 5 cents for containers under 24 ounces and 10 cents for containers over. So, Jimmy, do you have any idea what all of that means?
I have a inclination that it means that's the amount that you would get back for a refund if you would return the bottle.
Yes, exactly, Jimmy.
All right.
So you, the consumer, you pay a 5 or 10 cent deposit when you buy the bottle, and then you bring this bottle of seltzer into a redemption center of, let's say, a supermarket, and you get 5 or 10 cents in return for it, depending on where you are. But when I say you, Jimmy, I don't mean you.
Oh, no.
Or me.
No.
Or anyone in New Hampshire.
Is that because we're not on the list here?
Precisely. We are not on the list.
Why are we not on this list?
That is a good question, Jimmy. And wouldn't you know it, one of our listeners asked the very same question.
Ah, I sense a story.
There is a story indeed. Meg Miles submitted a question for our Only in New Hampshire series asking why New Hampshire is the only state in the region without a bottle deposit, which sounds innocent enough, right? There aren't that many states listed there that do have bottle deposits.
And it's only 5 or 10 cents, or CRV, whatever that means.
Right. And so you might think that it's really no big deal either way, but you would be wrong.
Ooh, how wrong?
Pretty dang wrong, Jimmy. Seinfeld two-part episode wrong.
It's a pretty strange way to measure wrong.
I have a point.
What is this MI 10 cents?
That's Michigan.
In Michigan, you get 10 cents.
10 cents?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You mean you get 5 cents here and 10 cents there? You could round up bottles here and run them out to Michigan
for
the difference.
No, that doesn't
work. What do you mean it doesn't work? You get enough bottles together.
Yeah, you overload your inventory and you blow your margins on gasoline.
There's money in bottle deposits. Lots of money. Millions of dollars worth of money. And where there's money, there's a political hot button.
And sure enough, the lobbyists turned out in great number.
This is Chuck Weed. 4 years ago, he was a representative in the New Hampshire House. It was the end of his seventh term, and he had proposed what's called a bottle bill.
Since I'm a supporter of recycling, I certainly believe we don't need trash on the side of the road. And I know that the bottle deposit is something that is happening in many states where it's working very well. I said, well, let's do that here in New Hampshire.
Chuck's bill called for a 5 cent deposit on a range of bottled beverages. Customers pay an extra 5 cents on their drink, but then they can return the bottles back to a redemption center and get their 5 cents back. The manufacturer picks the bottles back up, reimburses the redemption center, and then sells those containers into the recycling market. Systems like these have been around since the early 70s. This wasn't the first time someone thought of this in New Hampshire, nor was it the first time it failed.
Lobbyists came into the room in great numbers, and with their compelling arguments convinced the, usually it was a Republican majority, that bottle bills didn't work, and look at what's happening in other states where they're getting rid of their bottle bills. And that was pretty much the end of the story.
For a long time, our soda and our beer and our milk came in glass bottles that we returned to distributors to be used over and over again. Enter the steel can in the 1930s, and suddenly consumers were free to throw their empties out anywhere, including the bushes or the local lake. And as you can imagine, we very quickly developed a litter problem. The bottle deposit law was introduced to fix that.
New Hampshire the Beautiful was established shortly after they started having bottle bills. The first one was in Oregon. Eventually, Vermont had one, but it got repealed right away. Maine had one, and some other states had it. And by 1976, we were seeing our first bottle bill coming to New Hampshire.
That's John Dumas, the president and CEO of the New Hampshire Grocers Association. He's also chairman of the board of New Hampshire The Beautiful, a nonprofit that addresses litter and recycling issues in the state. It's funded by soft drink, beverage, and grocers associations in New Hampshire, and its members are opposed to bottle bills.
We saw that having a bottle bill would be very detrimental to the industry. And all of the industries, anything in the food and beverage industries, they're usually very slim profit margins. And the same happens for the soft drink and for the beer distributors as well. Everything is labor intensive, and there's a lot of inventory that's needed with that. And so adding something more to that, an expense to that, would be detrimental.
Each time a bottle bill has been proposed in New Hampshire, the Beverage and Grocers Associations lobby against it, just as Chuck Weed experienced when he proposed that bill in 2014. And the same scene plays out across the country. Big beverage against bottle bills. The main argument? Bottle deposits mean greater cost to manufacturers, to retailers, and to consumers. And New Hampshire in particular, they say, would suffer if we had such a law.
So if you talk about a six-pack of soda, beer, any kind of things that would have a deposit in Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, or any of the New England states except Rhode Island, their cost is going to be more expensive for the product than it is from coming from New Hampshire. That's why we have so much more cross-border sales coming and buying the product here and taking it back home.
New Hampshire does have a lot of cross-border sales, but those sales tend to be attributed to our lack of sales tax, not our lack of a bottle deposit. Still, representatives of the beverage industry argue that New Hampshire could lose customers and eventually jobs if a bottle deposit law were introduced. That and...
Does your average consumer stockpile their aluminum cans in their home or in their garage so that they can bring them down to the scrapyard to sell on a per-pound basis? No, they don't.
This is Ray Duby, a board member of New Hampshire The Beautiful and the sustainability manager for Coca-Cola Bottling Company of Northern New England. He says that participation in bottle deposit programs tends toward a certain segment of the population.
That's usually a lot of homeless people, but then it's people that are, you know, more, you know, struggling for money, things like that. Because nobody wants to put that bag of dirty cans in their car and drive it to the scrapyard. Nobody wants to see those bags with all the bees and all the other bugs and all that stuff piled in their garage and all that. So people won't do that now for the money. They want to put it in the bin, they want it on the curb, they want to take it to the transfer station and be done with it.
Participation in these programs does vary. In Connecticut, it's currently around 50%, but in Michigan, a little over 90%. In states where the deposit is higher, participation tends to be higher. The bottles are worth more. When a container isn't redeemed, the deposit money either goes into state coffers or helps manufacturers and distributors pay for the whole system. But the beverage industry tends to argue that regardless, bottle deposit laws are expensive, inefficient, inconvenient for the public, and not the way to boost recycling, which, when it boils down to it, is the point. So nonprofit organizations like New Hampshire The Beautiful, supported by the beverage industry, instead help to fund efforts like curbside recycling, anti-litter programs, and educational outreach. They leave deposit laws out of that mix.
The model that they are proposing and stating is the best is the one where the beverage industry doesn't pay for recycling. It's one where the municipalities pay for recycling.
This is Susan Collins. She's the president of the Container Recycling Institute, which is also a recycling-focused nonprofit. It just happens to have a very different aim.
We work on all packaging recycling issues, but we also have a specialty in beverage container deposit laws. We have the largest body of original research on that topic of anywhere in the world, really.
When it comes to best practices for container recycling, Susan and her team throw a lot of weight behind deposit laws. And she says the numbers reflect the efficacy of these programs.
And when we studied this issue a few years ago, we found 6 of the top 10 recycling states in the United States are states that have container deposit laws.
Susan says that it's true that these programs come at a cost, but she has seen them result in higher quality recyclable material, which is ultimately worth more, like furnace-ready glass, which can be turned back into glass bottles or into fiberglass.
We had statistics for the states of Ohio and Rhode Island, and those places were collecting and creating 7 to 10 pounds per capita for furnace-ready glass, whereas the state of Maine was around 70. So it's a difference, a factor of 10 to 1.
Though members of the beverage industry call bottle deposit programs inconvenient for consumers, Susan says that consumers are overwhelmingly in favor of these programs in states where bottle deposit laws are in place.
When there is a poll done in any of the states that have existing deposit laws, we've seen support between 70% and all the way up to 95% in, I think, Vermont. So much so that the pollsters had to double check their numbers because they couldn't believe what they were seeing. Like these, once the bills are in place, they're popular with consumers like more than motherhood and apple pie.
Competing opinions, even competing facts, can be found at every step of the bottle bill way. Proponents sing praise, while beverage and grocers associations work hard to avoid or repeal this legislation. It's a decades-old battle with no end in sight. Meanwhile, Susan says, existing bottle deposit laws are stuck in the past.
Many of them have been really stuck in a rut for many years because they haven't been allowed to modernize. They haven't been allowed to cover more material types and to have the deposit raised from 5 cents to 10 cents. I mean, we literally have programs that are 30 years old and the deposit has been at the same exact level the whole time.
Studies conducted by the Container Recycling Institute show that states with bottle bills have an average recycling rate of around 60%, while states without average closer to 24%. And in areas of the world where recycling policy and public opinion tends to be stronger, namely Europe, Coca-Cola has actually recommended steps for creating a successful bottle deposit scheme. I reached out to Coke for comment, and they reiterated that, quote, deposit systems are incredibly complex to operate and result in an inefficient, costly process that diverts valuable recyclables from community collection programs. They also said that Coke is committed to the environment, and they plan to collect and recycle 100% of what they put into the marketplace by 2030. There's little in the way of new bottle bill legislation this year in the U.S. Iowa and Michigan are talking about expanding theirs, while Massachusetts has a bill on the table that would repeal theirs. And here in New Hampshire, many equate the bottle deposit fee with a tax, often a death knell for proposed legislation in the live free or die state. There was no bottle bill legislation proposed in this year's session. Even so, for some, the temptation of redemption is just too strong a pull. And every year, people are arrested for crossing the border into states with a deposit law, let's say Maine or Michigan, to cash in.
We're pulling in $500 a man, 9,998 bottles and cans in the truck, 9,998 bottles and cans. We fill up with gas, we count up our cash. 9,997.